You're listening to Your Day Brighter, the podcast, Real Reasons to Have Hope in This World. Hi, I'm your host, Tracy Tiernan, and I get to share with you a conversation that I had with a young singer-songwriter. Her name is Evie McKinney, and it's like the whole world has just kind of opened up before her. She recently won the vocal competition on television called The Four, and so much more than Evie's career aspirations, her incredible voice, and her beautiful music. She's recently been signed to Motown's gospel label. All this great stuff is happening in her career. But what really struck me about Evie McKinney is her faith. So what does it look like to be a young woman living in the culture that we're in right now and really trying to live a faith-filled life, to be devoted to Jesus when you've got pressures from the culture, from the world, squeezing you every turn you make, wanting you to compromise the things that you believe in? I do think that she's going to change the world. I really do. So enjoy, be encouraged. Evie McKinney on Your Day Brighter, the podcast. Had the opportunity to talk with you a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We had a great conversation, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
I was so excited, but the audio just didn't work out. And so
yeah.
I thought, well, God is in the details when things don't work right the first time. So I was just like thinking, well, Lord, you're going to allow me to speak to this really beautiful person again. Have you found it to be true in your life, Evie, at 23 years old, you've got so much faith that when things don't work out the first time, that God is still working?
Absolutely. When, as a matter of fact, when things don't work out the first time, that is confirmation that God has something better the second time or the third or the fourth or the fifth. But yeah, I most definitely learned that. Yeah, I learned that at a real early age, you know, that the first go round, it's most likely not going to go your way. You know, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, whether it's a dream or something, it could be something as small as, a job interview. You know, if things don't work out the first time, we have to have faith enough to say, okay, Lord, the rejection is actually redirection. It's God redirecting us to a different option, to a better option.
Yes.
Because we don't want options that, you know, aren't meant for us. We don't want blessings that weren't meant for us, you know, because God specifically, he knows, the word says that he knows the number of hairs on our head.
Right.
You know, nobody in the world knows that except for God. Mm. And he knows everything about us. So if something happens in our lives where things don't work out the first time, we just try again.
You are so wise. Can you give me an example from your own personal life and your career? Because I know you have had big dreams. You've had big dreams for a long time. And it's not like it might seem to people like, oh, this happened overnight. But oh, no, Evie's been at this. Tell me about a time when you thought, oh, my gosh, I thought it was going to go this way, but it didn't work out. But God had something better. Give me an example.
Yeah. So the main example has actually been a highlight of my life. When I was in middle school and high school, I would try out for these singing competition shows like American Idol, The Voice, X Factor. And I would go up there as young as I am, as country as I am, from Memphis, Tennessee, singing Aretha Franklin and Tina Turner. And I would always make it up to the producer stage of the audition, mm-hmm. which is like probably, I'll say it's probably five stages of an audition. You go through so many rounds of like one producer, then you go to another level, then you go to another level. But I would always make it up to the producer stage of the audition where they actually have a camera recording me, and they would always tell me no. And they would always tell me no, all throughout middle school, all throughout high school. So for years, I have tried to audition for these big television shows, and I would always get a no. Mm. But the highlight of all of that is that God was preparing me. It wasn't that I wasn't ready, because I was ready. I was ready to get on television and sing these songs and perform my heart out. It wasn't that I wasn't ready. It was that God was preparing something much greater for me, because in 2018, God gave me just that. It was only 6 episodes in a singing competition, a brand new singing competition show called The Four, which starred P. Diddy, Megan Trainor, and DJ Khaled. And I got on that singing competition show on the 5th episode out of 6 episodes, and God blessed me to win the whole competition.
That is just amazing. And I see why. I see why you won. Yeah. I'm so curious and fascinated, though, by just this beautiful. There's something about you. It's confidence. And I think it's confidence in Jesus in you that just I hear it. And I think it is a amazing thing in this world when someone knows and you don't take the rejection to your heart and you just, can you talk to people right now, Evie, who they've been told no, again and again and again. How do you hold on to your confidence and your faith and your hope and your big dreams when you keep hearing no?
Well, you hold on to your confidence and your faith by reading God's word, because God's word is a constant reminder. It's like an instruction book. It's an instructional book for life.
Yes.
And every type of problem, every type of trial, tribulation, circumstance, and situation, every type of conflict is in that book. He has a resolution for everything that we will ever face in this life. Everything that we will ever face, God has already equipped us. His word actually tells us that everything that we need in order to survive and be successful in this life, he's already given us the tools.
That's right.
Read his word. That's how I stay confident. I surround myself by people who think like me, people who believe like me, people who pray like me. I've talked to people like my big brother Gideon. I talk to him all the time. And when I tell you, our phone calls are just like church. It's just like church and Bible study, like on 1,000. And we're not even in person. But you have to do that. You have to protect your spirit. And how do you protect your spirit is by protecting your time spending with God.
Yes.
Protect that.
Yes.
You know, because we live in a world that is so busy. The enemy is running so loose in this world, and he has us thinking, I'll talk to God tomorrow. I'll talk to him next year. But then it's like you run out of time.
That's right.
You run out of time, and your priorities are for everything and everybody except for the one who matters the most.
My goodness.
But see, that's the enemy. That's how the enemy, that's how he does.
Yeah.
You know, he schemes against us and schemes. I was just listening to a pastor the other day, Mr. Tony Evans' daughter, Priscilla Shire.
Oh, I love her minister. So much. I love
her. Yes, I do too. And I was listening to a sermon, and she said, we have to protect ourselves from the schemes of the enemy. And schemes mean that the enemy has not just said, you know what, I'm going to put this roadblock in front of her. He has been looking and scrutinizing each and every one of God's children to see our weaknesses and our strengths. So when somebody is scheming against you, they have been watching you closely. They have been seeing what you do, like where you mess up, where you have a success. That he sees all of that. Mm. But you have to protect that, because in Ephesians 6, Paul tells us that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places.
That's right.
So even if the rejection, it's not the rejection that you're mad at. It's not the person at your job that you're mad at. It's not your husband or your wife or your friend or whoever you have conflicting problems with. It's not them. It's actually the enemy.
That's right.
That is making you look at them that way.
Yes. Oh my goodness, Evie. Yes. My husband and I have been teaching the Armor of God Bible study online for our church on Wednesday night. So you're speaking right to my heart. And it's, you know, what's amazing though is how, you know, we can maybe be on a journey of faith and doing the things that we know we need to do. But as human beings, We can be so distracted. And so yes. we get away from those spiritual disciplines that held us up and that gave us firm footing. And we get distracted. We get our eyes on other things. And before you know it, the enemy's got a stronghold in our life.
And that's how he get us.
Yes. How do you, as a, you're 23 years old, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I'm just so impressed with you. You're such a wise, gifted, anointed young woman. And gosh, it just blesses me talking to you. And I think about all of the young people in my life that I love so much. And the world that you all are growing up in is so divisive with social media, with and some of this stuff for you, Evie, as an aspiring artist, you know, social media can be your friend. How do you navigate the things that are good about it that you want to utilize and not get sucked into the black hole of having your focus off of what matters the most? How do you do that?
Well, I try to post. One thing about me, since Instagram came out when I was pretty much, years ago when I was in school, I've always used social media as a platform where I get to share like my favorite scriptures. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll have full paragraphs of prayers, and I shared it at a really young age. I do that. And so now that I've grown, now that my life has changed and I have a lot more followers, I try to continue that, you know, because one thing that I'm not going to do, and I've always said this when I was a little girl, when I get older, when I get grown, and when I become famous, I do not want things to change in my relationship with Christ just because my life has changed.
Wow.
It actually has to be the opposite. It actually has to be my relationship with Christ gets even stronger.
Yeah.
And the world, everything that I put in the world, I'm speaking like social media, like the time that I give into social media, that actually has become less because I have so much that I have to pray about. I have so much that I have to focus on. And I've learned to train my body and train my mind to think in a certain way, you know, because I still have, you know, we are all sinners. So of course the enemy, he'll try to work on my mind, or try to put these thoughts or these sayings in my mind. And I immediately have to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And I have to just change my focus, shift my focus. And that's what I do. You know, I keep posting scriptures, and even if I post like a really pretty picture, it'll be a scripture right under that, you know, because that's what it's about. And there's so many beautiful girls and so many handsome men in the world, but none of that means anything if you don't have Christ in you. None of that means anything if you don't use your beauty the way that God has wanted you to, the way it's in his will for you to use it.
Yeah.
You know, because we have so many celebrities out here that's just, they're telling you to go vote, and which is really cool. I agree, everybody should vote, you know, but I strongly believe that the celebrities that are in the world today, they're not pushing the gospel.
No.
So they're pushing you and they're telling you, hey, go have sex. Hey, take drugs. Hey, you need to do this so that you can have all this money, so that you can have all these nice things.
Right.
But the truth is, even after you get the money, that's still going to be problems. Even after you, you know, smoke drugs or do whatever you do with drugs, you're still going to have problems. But see, that's the reason why I wrote my song, Look No Further. I wrote that song because God defeated all of the sin.
Yes.
Somebody who was sinless, is sinless. God came down in the flesh. He literally put on a flesh, came down, a perfect man, died for our sins, and rose again.
Praise him.
Like, amen. Amen. And that's the reason why, Tracy, why I try so hard to continue to inspire people, not just through my music, not just through my posts on Instagram, but when people meet me in person, Even my husband, I try to inspire my husband because I try to be a strong wife for him.
Yeah.
Because he's so strong. His relationship with Christ is so strong. I mean, we physically get down on our knees every single night and we pray out loud with each other.
My goodness.
And we go to Christ we go to Christ together. Mm-hmm. He is so strong. But as a woman, I have to be strong too. Yes. I can't nag. I can't complain. I can't do all of these ungodly things. I have to simply trust God. And being married has showed me that trusting God is the best thing. It is the most stressless thing in the world, you know, but that's what it's about.
Yes, yes. And you and Everett, now you got married, was it July?
Yes, ma'am. July 17th, 2020.
So you're newlyweds. You're newlyweds.
Mm-hmm.
So precious. So precious. So
yes.
Now, obviously, he has to be a man who is strong in his faith because the kind of woman that you are wouldn't anything to do with giving your heart to a man who wasn't. I can hear in your voice. Can you talk to us for a moment about that, about why it was so important for you to have that relationship with Christ in common with the man that you were going to spend your life with? Like, why? Because I know a lot of people don't really understand that. And it's not that, you know, a Christian says, oh, well, other people are beneath me, are not mm-hmm. lovable. It's not
right.
that. It's that you have to have that most important thing in common. Why was that so important to you?
Well, I mean, the type of woman that I am and the type of woman that God has been preparing me to be and working on, and the type of woman that my mama raised, I've seen my mama raise 7 kids, me included, and I've seen my grandmother, you know, raise her children as well. And so I grew up around strong, God-fearing, faithful women. So I couldn't have anything less. Before I got married, I dated a guy who was really weak in his relationship with God. Like, he didn't want to pray. Mm. He didn't see purpose in praying. And at that moment, I knew, I said, this is not a relationship that I'm going to be in much longer, because it's not my job to make somebody believe in God. My job is to give you all of the tools, give you the resource, give you the sources. And I pray for you and let allow the Holy Spirit to have free course in your life.
Did you catch that? Evie McKinney, 23 years old, she said it is not her job to make sure the man in her life believes in God. She is extraordinary. I hope you're enjoying this conversation. There's more to come, but I just want to thank you for checking this out. Your Day Brighter, the podcast, is all about real reasons to have hope in this world. And I get to share with you conversations of some people you've heard of and a lot of people you've never heard of that just have a story to share, some insight, people who are doing extraordinary things in the world and just trying to live their best life and making it better for other people too. If you're enjoying the podcast, would you do me a favor? Would you subscribe? Would you share it with people too? And you could even leave a review. When you do that, that helps other people to find it too. So be sure to spread it around. Share the conversation with somebody that you know absolutely needs to hear it. And now let's get back to my conversation with 23-year-old singing sensation, Evie McKinney, talking about not settling for a man that did not share her faith. She just got married in July. Listen.
Dating somebody who didn't believe like me, which I did do, which was right before I married my husband, I knew that that was something that I couldn't live with that.
Mm.
I had to have somebody, because I had to have someone that was just as equally strong in his relationship with God, just as faithful, just as loyal. I had to have a man that his morals were the same as mine. His standards were the same as mine.
Right.
A man who's not going to be looking at women and lusting over them. A man who looks at me and treats me and loves me the way God loves me.
Mm.
A man who does not cheat. A man who sees cheating as wrong. A man who sees committing adultery is wrong. You have to know these things about the guys that you're, not just the man that you're soon going to marry. You have to know these things about the people that you're dating.
Right.
And for all of my women out there, and men too, because it's some really good men out here that are trying to stay strong men. But these women, their hormones are just crazy and jumping all over the place. But for all of y'all out there, if you're wondering if this man or if this girl is meant to be with you, like, don't bring sex up. Anything that is against God's will when it comes down to love, do not bring it up. Don't make it easy. Don't make it accessible. Mm-hmm. And see that. And God will reveal to you who that person is.
Yes.
And if they are to be in your life.
That's so wise. That's so good. I feel like we see people, and I did this in my younger years because I just didn't understand or believe that I deserved more. It makes me so sad to think about that girl that I used to be and the grace of God that saved me. And I see so many women, and I'm sure the men do this too, but we settle for so much less.
We settle. That's the key word, Tracy. We settle. And I feel like the reason why we settle is because we are not trusting God enough.
Mm.
We don't trust God enough. So we say, well, I guess this is it. I guess I'm going to have to deal with this. Well, I've been dating him for 9, 10 years. So I guess he deserves this. Or, but you haven't even taken to God the type of man that you do want.
That's right.
Because I'm going to tell you something, Tracy. All my life, I have prayed specifically about the man that I am sleeping in the bed with tonight. I kid you not. His height, I've prayed specifically. This is going to sound really crazy, but I prayed specifically for a man that was 6'2", a man that had tight eyes, because I wanted children that looked like my family. I prayed for a man that had a real strong relationship with God. And Tracy, he is amazing. And honestly, it's so many people, they look at me, because honestly, Tracy, I met my husband in October of 2019. That's when we met. So it's been a year now since we met. But we just started dating earlier this year.
Wow.
Earlier this year. And the first conversation I had, I started praying. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, this is him. This is going to be my husband. Mm-hmm. And we got married. And he knew the same thing. He knew the same thing.
Wow.
And it's so important for me. It was going back to your original question. It was so important to me that I had somebody that shared the same values as me.
Yeah.
Because it just makes things easier.
Yeah.
You know, why put the stress on your body dealing with a man that don't want to go to church, or dealing with a man that doesn't even believe that God can fix a situation if you all just pray or fast together? You know, it's so much easier when you're with somebody who understands and has a higher reverence of God like you do.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's so true. And when I talk to my young friends and I ask them about the guy that they're dating, and I say, so, does he know the Lord? Is he a follower of Jesus? And they say, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. And I'm like, honey, if they haven't mentioned his name, I mean, I'm sorry, but I just feel like, you know, if following Jesus is the most important thing in your life, he's going to come up in conversation.
That's right.
You know,
it's
going to come up. So, Evie, I wonder if, you have some dreams for you and your new husband, Everett, of some things that you want to do together in the world.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us about him? What do you dream about?
I dream about a lot of kids. I want a lot of kids. Aww. I want, like, because I come from a big family. I love the fact that I didn't really need to have outside friends or to make friends like that. Of course, when I went to school, I had friends and stuff like that. But I loved my family so much. My older brothers and sisters, they love me so much, and I love them. And I just want a big family for my children so that they can experience that type of love within the home. You know, I've always dreamt of that because that's just how I grew up.
Yes.
But yeah, I want a lot of kids. I want for me and my husband to be able to have a clothing line, like a workout clothing line, since we work out, a workout clothing line with different scriptures, like motivational scriptures on the shirts and the pants or the sweatsuits.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. My husband is an actor. So if he can, if God can bless, when God bless him, in Jesus' name, I claim it now, when God blesses him to be in different faith-based films and stuff like that. I'm an actress too, a little bit. So yeah, we want to just, in whatever way possible, we just want to do whatever we can to not just spread the good news of Jesus Christ to people who don't know him, but to show God that we love him. And what better way to do that than to, you know, all the resources that he's given us, to use it to our advantage and give him the glory.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is so beautiful. Yeah. And yes, from your lips to God's ears, let it be so.
Amen.
Evie, when you interact and interface with people in the music business, I mean, you're signed to Motown. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
And God has brought some pretty powerful people in the business into your orbit since you've been on the four. When you interface with them, can you tell me like how your faith integrates with a business that can be so so secular? And have you had some interesting interactions there and people curious about your faith?
Yes, absolutely. I've met so many celebrities, both gospel and secular music.
Uh-huh.
And one thing that they always say that I'm really sweet and that I have a really country voice. So when I speak to them, it immediately catches their attention because they hear that I'm Southern. They hear that I'm like super, super Southern. And so I talk to them and I just immediately, whenever I talk to people like that, I immediately let the Holy Spirit just use me. And I start talking about my testimony and I start telling them, you know, if it's somebody that I've been listening to since I was probably little, I'll say, you know, I've been listening to you. God bless you. God bless you. I let them know off top that I am a child of God. So, and that pretty much, that puts me in a different, what can I say? It puts me in a different place in their heart because you don't meet a lot of people in the secular music world that's just coming up to you and saying, God bless you. Or, you know, in Jesus' name, I pray that God continues to help you and make you achieve certain goals. But I do that a lot and it's been amazing. You know, I spent a lot of time with P. Diddy, after I won the four and I recorded for like a month at his house and we used to just sit and talk and he used to always tell me, you know, you're so inspiring and your story is just inspirational.
Just pointing them to Jesus. That's amazing.
Amen.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Evie, I am so overjoyed that I got a chance to speak with you. And I pray God's blessings over you and over your new marriage, over your husband, over
your music,
and just really over your precious relationship with God. May he continue to just shine his light brightly through you. And I just thank you for being so authentic and bold and just unashamed of your faith in Christ. It is so, it's refreshing and we are just cheering you on. You've got some big fans in Baltimore, girl.
Yes, I know. I heard that, I think, is it
95.1. Yeah, that's us. 95.1 Shine FM. Yes.
Oh my goodness. So my brother Gideon, he spends a lot of time up north. He's always in New York and Baltimore. We have family in Baltimore. So the other day, like 2 days ago, literally 2 days ago, he called me and my song was playing on the radio and he said, girl, they are playing your song so much. And the fact that I didn't even know that you were that radio station, I got to tell them that I talked to you.
Yes, please do. Tell Gideon you talked to Tracy from the morning show, and we are big fans. There, I love your sound. And even more, I love your heart. My gosh.
Thank you.
So, yeah, Evie, you come and see us in Baltimore sometime, okay?
I so will. The next time I come to Baltimore, God willing, when it's safe, I'm going to have to come and see you, Tracy,
yes.
Because I appreciate you. I appreciate your spirit. This has been inspiring. The first call that we had via webcam, it was so inspiring. And I knew that when you said that you were excited to talk to me next time, I knew that we were going to talk again.
Yes.
So I thank the Lord for you, and I pray that God continues to bless you and your family and continues to protect y'all and continue to protect all of us.
Thank you. Yes. In Jesus' name. Yes. For his protection.
Name.
Thank you, Evie McKinney. I look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, Tracy. Have an amazing day.
You too. God bless you.
Your Day Brighter is produced by Brighter Media Group, Tracy Tiernan, and John Lawhon. Editing by Julie Gilligan. Make sure you're subscribed, leave a review, and tell us what you think of the podcast. And make sure you share it with someone who needs encouragement today. Thanks so much for listening. And tell somebody your story today, or better yet, ask to hear their story.